This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, that's exciting. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's lots you can do up there, and I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. Again, if you head up to the website, give me your email address. That's number one. I always get confused with this. I don't know. I've been doing it long enough. I should know better. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. And all I do is tell you who we're going to have on the show or who we might have on the show. Right? The topic's going to be discussing. And, yes, I do sell some. Well, I try to sell some stuff. Doesn't mean I always do. But I try to sell some stuff. And I try to suck you in to get you involved and engaged. Anyway, I had a lot of fun with this topic. I saw this over the week. I mean, I saw it last week, and I kind of blew it off. But then I saw a whole bunch of conversation around it. I said, well, you know what? Maybe we should do something with this. But, I mean, think about this. Think about Karl Marx, a European Commission president, wants to honor Karl Marx. Let that sink in for a second. Right? Do these guys not know history? Are they not interested in the reality of what Karl Marx, Marxism and communism for that stood for? No, seriously. I didn't mean to jump right in. Yeah, hate when they do that. What? I know, I should keep going, but I don't want to keep going. And the reason I say that is because look at what's going on in the high schools. There are kids on George Washington University say want to, now check this out, they want to change the name of the university. Why? Because George Washington owned some slaves. Everything else the man did means nothing, absolutely nothing now, but we have to rename it because he owned some slaves. Isn't that exciting? Yet, these young people also think that socialism and communism is great. It's a great thing because everybody gets treated fairly. You're right. Everybody gets one bullet to the head when they don't get in line. That's fair treat. I mean, there's no, you don't have to worry about anything. That's it. What are you doing to these kids? Yeah, I jumped in. I might as well just keep going. The philosophy of Karl Marx, when applied, has created some of the greatest episodes of human suffering in all of history. Marion Smith, director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, said in a stunned response to an announcement that the European Commission President, Jean-Claude Juncker Moroni, will join in the celebration of a Marx 200th birthday on May 5th. Right? I mean, come on, really? Juncker is slated to give a speech. You know, here, if you go to an event that Mr. Trump was at, President Trump was at, right, you get banned from the school or something. Junker is slated to give a speech at the unveiling of the statue of Marx and Tier. Statue was a gift from the communist government of China. Junker's participation will give the event a lot of stature, considering that the head of the European Commission, executive arm of the European Union, see, that's the reason they get out. Shows you how dull these people actually are. And frankly, in my mindset, it shows you really what they want. At least I think so. Shows you really what they're shooting for. That if you know, if they go ahead and they want to tell you how great Karl Marx is, how wonderful Karl Marx is, then where are they really at? Come on, give it some thought. And movie maker Michael Moore? Yeah. Wish Karl Marx a happy 200th birthday as well. In a tweet that he sent out, he said, "Happy 200th birthday, Karl Marx. You believe that everyone should have a seat at the table and that the greed of the rich would eventually bring us all down. You believe that everyone deserved a slice of a pie. You knew that the super wealthy were out to grab whatever they could." Don't you love that? No, Michael Moore, don't you love it? And on top of it, you want to talk about some more crazy stuff? First of all, Michael, aren't you a wealthy man? So you're included in this, right? The greed of the wealthy would bring us, so we should watch out for you because you might bring us down. And the only reason he believes that everybody should have a seat at the table is so we could find them easy enough to kill them. And everyone had a slice of the pie? Yes. Everybody else got an extremely thin slice. When he got an extremely fat slice, he was fat rich. So don't give me this stuff. You guys never tell the truth. And then he said over the years, there were ruthless men who tried to use your name, such as the alt-right haters used Jesus' name. Now he's comparing Jesus and Karl Marx. Remember when I told you that I would not let anybody say that, you know, people on the left were sick, it was an illness or what have you? I'm starting to change my mind. When I see people like this, when I see, look at, when Michael Moore comes out and compares Jesus to Karl Marx, and somebody on the left or the right, but mostly the left, want to turn around and support that? They don't come out against him? They don't say anything? Wow. That means you're complicit. You agree. You like it. You're okay with it. And exactly how did Michael Moore make his millions? Through capitalism. That Karl Marx was totally against. See, they live in fantasy land. There's something really seriously wrong with these people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure, always a pleasure. Hey, get involved in the conversation. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. If you've got people you really can't stand and politics makes them crazy, tell them you got this really kind of quiet, even-keeled guy they should listen to. No, really, it'll be one of those times you can actually get back at somebody without saying anything yourself. I'll do all the talking for you. Since we're on the, you know, I like to give... birthdays are cool, right? I mean, everybody thinks that birthdays are really cool. So I thought maybe I'd help Michael Moore, you know, celebrate the birthday of Karl Marx. I mean, it seems like it's the end thing to do because I don't see anybody really talking against it, right? This goes out to you, Karl. That's right. I'm not talking about the Marx brothers either. Seriously. I mean, shouldn't you celebrate a guy that is responsible for the killing of millions and millions and millions of people? Maybe he did that so other people, as Michael Morrison, could have a place at the table. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and how apropos, because Paul is speaking or singing this from Russia. So anyway, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring her on with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to help me kind of figure this mess out. So did you wish the Komodansky a merry happy birthday something or other?
Yeah, I danced on his grave.
God. But listen, this can't be surprising to you. I mean, you got Karl Marx and Michael Moore, you know, just in the same spa together, so to speak.
It's not surprising. I mean, you know, even though Michael Moore makes a fortune off of capitalism, he hates it. And you don't think he's going to give up his money to make sure that the other people, you know, he's not going to redistribute his wealth voluntarily to others who have less. You know that.
Oh, yeah. You know, he tried to pull in and say that, you know, Marx was like Jesus, or Jesus was like Marx. I'm thinking, oh, my God.
What?
No, I'm serious. Okay? He says, over the years, there were ruthless men who tried to use your name, much as the alt-right haters use Jesus. Okay?
Really?
And then, and then he goes on to say, you believe that everyone should have... Oh, let me read this to you so you can fall over. Happy 200th birthday, Karl Marx. You believe that everyone should have a seat at the table and that the greed of the rich would eventually bring us all down. You believe that everyone deserves a slice of pie, and you knew that the super wealthy were out to grab whatever they could. You know, if you make $150,000 a year, compared to Michael Moore, who's the super wealthy?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not the greed of the wealth. It's the stupidity of the electorate.
it never stops. It never ceases to amaze me. You know what I mean?
How do you celebrate idiocy and a political ideology that had to have haves and have-nots because someone had to put it into place? So, of course, there were going to be haves and have-nots. The communism and socialism get rid of the middle class. But it's not a good thing because the majority of the people become the lower class. So you have the super wealthy and then you have the super poor. And the super wealthy control everything. Oh, wait, isn't that kind of how it is now? And the super poor are all equally miserable. There's your redistribution.
Oh, how do you really feel, right? No, he...
I can't say those words.
You better not. I mean, seriously. You're really get us all in trouble at this point. All right, so, you know, this cultural appropriation thing has gone way too far. You know, you and I were just talking about this earlier. And I get the biggest kick out of this, but here's what I love. All the social justice warriors who thought that they had a handle on things, thought they were doing things the right way, thought they were sticking up for the Chinese, because, you know, the Chinese need somebody to stick up for them. Well, China came to the rescue of that teenage girl who... I thought it was a real modest, good, you know, I'm not a fashionista, but I looked at it and said, okay, well, that I wouldn't have a problem with either one of my girls wearing that to the prom. Did you see that dress?
Yeah, she looked adorable.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with that dress.
No.
Nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that dress. But, of course, the social justice warriors had to make something out of nothing, and they basically made fools of themselves, as they usually do.
Oh, I loved it. One Asian girl said that she wouldn't wear like an Irish or Swedish or a Greek dress because that, I mean, these people, there's so many other things they need to be thinking about. The only thing they're worried about is whether you're wearing exactly the right clothes for the right nation, for the right era. But the Chinese came to her rescue, believe it or not. There were many from China that came out and said, hey, it was very elegant. It was beautiful. I don't understand why people are against her. They're wrong. The Chinese government, state television, fashion company, invite her to China to display it because it just looks so nice on her. So apparently the people she appropriated from were elated that she did it.
It's not culture. cultural appropriation. My God, if someone wants to eat food or celebrate a holiday or wear something that was originated from another culture, it's because they like it. They are appreciating it. It's not because they want to steal it and try to pretend they're that culture. God, these people are ridiculously ignorant.
You know what it means, right? It means that from now on, all you, Greeks or Hispanics or even blacks, unless you're, if you're not from Ireland, you have no business celebrating St. Patrick's Day, right?
No. It's okay to culturally appropriate St. Patrick's Day because we're white.
Oh.
That's quite all right.
Oh, God.
That's seriously. No one ever complains about that. Although I have seen some, a whack job on Twitter say that it should be banned because it is a white holiday.
Oh, well, there you go. You know what? I would love it. Come on, let's start a fund, what is it called? A GoFundMe or one of those where let's wipe out St. Patrick's Day, because whatever. I think that'd be great, don't you? Because it's a white holiday?
You're talking to the Irish girl?
No.
I don't think so.
I want to see if any one of these little snowflake boneheads would come forward and go, yeah, I think this is the right thing to do.
I got to find
the beer, though.
I got to find the, on Twitter, there is some, someone that has a thing to ban St. Patrick's Day. I got to find it and I'll send it to you.
That would be great.
This is real. This is real. These people, that's how disturbingly stupid and ridiculous these people are. I can't remember what it was called, but I remember seeing it a couple of years ago.
You got to be outraged.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
You're listening to Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Listen, let's just jump right back into it because I had so much fun with this. I love it. You know, when you get Kimberly to the point where she can't finish a word or a sentence and it kind of ends in a growl, I got her. I know I got her at this point in time. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate the time she spends with me. And next week, right? Do we agree on this or am I?
No, we agreed on it.
Okay. She will be guest hosting the show. So I've already told the board operator to make sure she has the 7-second delay on and that we're all set. Because when she gets rolling, it's over.
Jimmy and I are going to take over the world.
Well, I'm hoping you have Rosie O'Donnell on. Then you guys can really have a field day, right? Maybe we can watch the feds arrest her right here.
I don't think she'll come on.
Oh, God. Coward. So Rosie O'Donnell, I guess. See, this is what I've always said. I've always said that the Democrats don't play by the same rules. They don't think they have to, and they're always telling us how wrong we are. Well, you know, when especially when it comes to the you know, elections and donations and stuff like that. Now, Rosie, this is not a good place to be if you've actually made these mistakes. But Rosie, she's got apparently several names, several addresses, and she's been caught. Not just hitting the limit, going well over what the Federal Election Commission rules are limits per each and every candidate and daily limits and that kind of thing. But she doesn't think anything of it. She doesn't think there's anything wrong with it because she thinks she should be able to donate to anybody that wants to go against Trump. Can you imagine if you had said that you were doing the same thing because you were going to give money to anybody who would push against Obama? What do you think would happen?
I would have probably already been summoned to appear in court, that's for sure. I'm not sure why she hasn't been yet.
I don't know if it's Sessions. I don't know what it is, but why are these people like Rosie O'Donnell and others getting away with so much? I just don't get it. Is it uncomfortable? Do we not have enough manpower? Why isn't Al Sharpton in jail for not paying his $4 million in back taxes?
I don't get it. to be honest with you. It's, I guess if you're on the right side and you have enough money, you can pretty much get away with whatever you want, because we see things like this all the time and nothing ever happens because they're on the right side.
Yeah.
And I don't mean the right.
I know. No. Well, they're with the right people. They're with the right team. But right now they shouldn't be. Right now this should be a non-issue. This should be a non-starter for something like this. I'm totally lost by this. I do not know why they don't get on this.
Well, it should never be, we're supposed to, under the law, all be treated the same.
Yeah,
but, you know, we all know that that's not the way it actually is. Our justice system is completely screwed up and needs to be completely overhauled and reformed. But that's how it's supposed to be. Ideally.
You would hope, right? I mean, isn't it? That's why people come here. That's why people come here from other countries, because they want the same treatment. They want real law. They want real law and order. They don't want this stuff to be out of control. That's why some of the legal immigrants are so irritated about what's going on in immigration today. They came here. They came here the right way. They paid for it. They went through the process, and they want everybody to go through the process. Not because they're nasty, because they want them to follow the law, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of countries where that's the norm, where poor people are just thrown in jail because they can't, they get, you know, arrested and they can't afford to pay somebody off or pay off the judges or whatever. That's a norm over there. And, you know, we don't typically pay people off here, typically. But it still makes a difference if you have money or you don't, based on the kind of representation you can get. But people come here thinking they're going to get fair treatment, because that's what they assume everyone gets here, and it's not really always that way.
Well, listen, speaking of the law and playing by the law and adhering to the law, the University of Vermont had to call out the police. I mean, well, that would be the PC police in this case, because of a mariachi-themed flyer. Apparently, the University of Vermont's bias response team had to be sent out. What does that look like? Can you imagine what that looks like? The Keystone Cops got
bias
nothing on these
response.
People, right?
And, you know, University of Vermont is a big party school. Leave the kids alone, for God's sakes. They're just having fun. Really, Cinco de Mayo is just another reason to drink. It is not even, I don't even think it's celebrated over in Mexico. It's just a reason to drink and to enjoy another holiday, you know, and have it be themed. Just like St. Patrick's Day. Give me a break.
Well, I love this stuff, right? The University of... What is this? Vermont's bias response team? I mean, I'd like to see a picture. Like, it must look like the Scooby-Doo van. What do you think? I mean, seriously.
I'm thinking they'd be great-looking social justice warriors.
I bet you when you open the doors. And they got like little fluffy animals in there, and it's carpeted really fluffy-like. Probably a beanbag that you can sit in and just relax. No, I don't know. Anyway.
In that story, somebody points out that UVM's definition of bias is particularly broad. So, you know, they can reserve the right to punish incidents that don't meet elements of crime. Give me a break.
God, think about this. Think about how scary this is. They make it up as they go. They decide what's right. There are no solid right and wrong here. They make it up as they go. So if somebody feels uncomfortable or they feel threatened by a white guy in a sombrero, what are you going to do? You're going to take them to jail or something?
You know what's truly obnoxious, Joe, is that these same left-wingers are offended by cultural appropriation, but they aren't offended by gender appropriation of men who want to be treated like women. Do you find a little irony in that?
A little? Oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
Just a little.
Yeah. These guys make me crazy when they do stuff like this, because they play, the rules are made for them as they go along. we're expected to live, you know, by a whole different set of rules than they are. And we see it over and over and over again. It's just like this. This is great with the Rosie O'Donnell story. She's allowed to leave out her middle name initial, changes her address a little bit. You know, instead of Rosie, you know, O'Donnell, it's Rosie Donnell. And all right, and she puts it, goes, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is it's a law for a reason. It's just like this whole thing with the sanctuary cities in California. There's a law for a reason. You can't pass a law that supersedes federal law after complaining for years you want the feds to take care of immigration, right?
Yeah. It's absolutely... You can't have your cake and eat it, too, and you have to make up your mind which way you want to go.
It's insanity, is it not? Oh, God.
I didn't hear you.
I said it's just total insanity. It's just total insanity. It's just craziness.
It is, and as soon as you say this, so they tell you what they don't want you to do, right? You can't do this or that, and then the next day they'll either add something else or change something. They're the ones who have serious mental health issues, and they're pushing those mental health issues onto everyone else to make everyone else crazy.
Well, this comes down to Japanese dress or the Chinese dress, whatever it was. Now you've got this cultural appropriation where the Vermont's bias response team has to jump in before I don't even know. I mean, like, what's the worst thing that could happen? Some true Mexican kid comes up and goes, hey, wait a minute. My family wore those. You shouldn't wear those. I mean,
That's just like around Halloween when they get all bat poo crazy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
They get nuts.
Okay.
So I have another. Here's a good one. My friends and I, our annual Girlies Weekend, we used to theme it. We used to, you know, one time it was, you know, like a Hawaiian theme, and another time it was an Indian cowboy and Indian theme. I dressed up as Liawatha. But listen. So what happens when people have 80s parties? Well, that's my generation. Are they culturally appropriating my generation,
They can culturally appropriate the 70s all they want, because as soon as I get rid of those memories, I'll be a happy camper. We're going to a break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly joins me right after the break.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, it's early yet.
Seriously, get that nerf ready.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Very much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. I want your email address, because if I get your email address, then I send out an email once a week. I'll let you know who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, possibly discussing, if you would, and so much more, seriously. And I really do want you involved, because if you're not listening, if you're not paying attention, if you're not getting engaged, there is no conversation. It's like you talking to me or me talking at you, and I want to see and hear what you have to say. You know, maybe you catch up, I don't. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, usually. That's why I bring on Kimberly Marin with me. Got to have somebody smarter than me in the room. Other than Tammy, don't get on my case. I know, but I'm ready to jump all over me. Anyway. Kimberly, how are you doing?
I'm signing up for your email thing because I totally forgot. Either that or you're not sending it to me.
Are you serious? My God. All right, that's it. Never mind. Next Wednesday's off. That's all. Anyway, hey, so I love this stuff. I like, you know, just during the break, you can't say anything about it, though, because I don't know how you clean it up. But you had Rosie O'Donnell put some pretty nasty stuff up on her site. I mean, on her Twitter feed or whatever. Just disgusting. All right. You know, we're both end up in jail for this one, I guess. Although, I'm not a Mexican food lover, right?
And oh, my God,
that,
I love...
Oh,
what is wrong with you?
Well, a lot. Do you have time?
I love Mexican food.
No. I actually, people, when I first came here, said, I don't know why you don't like Mexican food, because it's so much like Italian food. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
What?
See? You know.
Well, it's tomato based. I mean, I've had Mexican lasagna, but
really,
it's not the same.
What is it, layers of tacos with meat and stuff, or
no? You still use the noodles, or you could use I forget what they're called, but yeah, there's other things that way you do it with Mexican meat and stuff. But I usually do actually try to eat Mexican food once a week because I like it. So yes, I'm appropriating the culture.
My God. All right, so the university administration cautioned that Cinco de Mayo has become full of cultural appropriation. We'll have none of that. Don't you dare put on a sombrero, say the flyers. God, this is going over the top. Another option is to support authentic Mexican businesses run by actual Mexican people. But Chipotle doesn't count. When you have an emergency with the police, you dial 911. When you have like a cultural appropriation thing, it's like 7-1-1. How does it work?
I don't know. No, it's more like wine 1-1. No fake mustache. Avoid every party store. Avoid every party store. I'm having a Cinco de Mayo party. Avoid every party store. No Cinco de Drinko. Stop it. This is ridiculous. I have 5 sombreros downstairs, by the way, in my basement. Because we did celebrate Cinco de Mayo before I had a party. So, you know what? Zip it. We don't want to hear it. Take your little whiny cultural appropriation BS and stuff it.
But where does this come? I mean, seriously, is somebody walking down the road and he's like that girl that was in the Chinese dress and you go, oh, my God, I can't believe that white girl. There's a racist term in and of itself, right? That white girl's wearing that Chinese dress. Matter of fact, they said no one should wear that by chance. So that means Hispanic, black, white, green, whatever, shouldn't be wearing a dress like that unless they're actually Chinese. Even the Chinese people call them crazy.
Yeah, because they are. My God, you have an entire different country saying you social justice warrior snowflakes are insane, and they're right. Totally different country saying it and agreeing with all of us.
You know.
Can you imagine the absolute morons that are graduating from college now?
Oh, listen. No, I'm thinking to myself, can you imagine the prime minister you look at the Putin, you look at the president of China, all these people are sitting around and they see these stories and they've got to be rolling laughing. They have got to go, hey, if they start a war, don't worry about it, we're cool, we're good. And these are people fighting the war, we're fine.
Yeah, because these are the things that people are complaining about. None of the stuff that these kids tend to complain about are actual issues that need to be dealt with. There is nothing wrong with enjoying Mexican food. And you know what? So be it if it's Chipotle. So whatever. That's your choice. That's the beauty of this country. We have choices.
My favorite Italian joint had 2 Mexican cooks. Now, the woman who owned the place was Italian, but she did all the recipes, and she kept an eye on them. And should they have been allowed to cook? I mean, shouldn't those guys have lost their job? What right do they have to Mexican guys cooking Italian food? Isn't that kind of cultural appropriation?
Don't you remember, I think it was Seattle, 2 women, white women, went to Mexico and learned authentically how to cook authentic Mexican food, and they opened up one of those food trucks. The social justice warriors got them shut down.
I know.
They had to go out of business. And their food was good. Because they were white women, they had no business making actual Mexican food.
You know what? I wouldn't even have fought them. I would have just kept driving around town, doing what I was doing, and every time they came near the truck and tried to lay their hands on the truck or me, I would call the police on them. I would make it just as miserable and just as hard for them as they tried to make it for us. We need to stop backing down. We need to stop allowing them to run over us.
That's the problem. Too many people, and especially if it's someone who's non-political and doesn't want to fight back, too many people will just stand there, take it, not say anything, not do anything, hang their head and say, oh my goodness, you're right. Instead of fighting back, getting back in their faces and saying, you know what? Here's my middle finger. How do you like it?
Because
that's what they should be doing.
I'm running again for my school board seat, okay? And I am hoping and I am praying that somebody runs against me because I need to get this off my chest. All these little social justice warriors, all these people that were offended by everything I said that call me a hater, I've got clips and I've got screenshots of stuff they don't even know about that they did and they said against good, moral, basic Americans, all right? So I'm going to have a field day with this. And these same Maronis, you know, last week was the National Day of Prayer. Right? So I brought in Dr. Alveda King, right? Here's an African-American woman that truly has a history that she could talk about. And a group of these loons who hate me, all they could do on Facebook that they didn't know I had access to was, all they could do was rip up Dr. Alveda King because she's had abortions and now she speaks against them. Because she's had a few marriages and now you know, she has given her life to God and she wants to live a different lifestyle. I mean, all these things that they forgive their own. Billy Bob was in the White House having sex with all kinds of other women while he was married. They forgave him for all of that, but they can't forgive this woman. And not only that, I know you got me going now. Not only that, every year they protest this prayer breakfast because you shouldn't have a prayer breakfast. You shouldn't allow elected officials to be at a prayer breakfast. But this year, some of the cowards couldn't do it. Why? Because there's an African-American woman there. We don't want to do that. There's no other reason for them not to do it.
It's too bad because you could have totally railed them for that.
I would have had a field day. I'm still going to have a
you
field day.
You would have had a field
with the
day.
Stuff they wrote.
It's you know what? It's so funny because when you hear other women who are like pro Planned Parenthood talking about abortions that they had, that's okay. But you hear someone who talks about it and now they understand how devastating it was to her and why she's pro-life. She's speaking from experience and speaking from her beliefs now, but that's somehow wrong. Give me a break.
Well, that's kind of the road they went down. They started to try calling out everything because she said Margaret Sanger was no hero for women. She hated black people. And the only thing Sanger wanted to do was either wipe out, curtail, or you know, bring the black community to its knees. And they hate that. And here's, she had abortions. What right does she have to speak? Well, she has every right to speak because she had those abortions and decided they were wrong. We do that, right? I mean, I'm going to insult at least a half a dozen people. When you smoke and you figure out that maybe this is bad for me and I shouldn't be doing this and you quit, are you a hypocrite for asking other people to stop because you care about them enough to want them to be healthy?
No, that's often what a lot of people do because they know the difference afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually people talk to things from experience, and they're usually good examples to because they had that experience.
Yep.
So they're just. It's just something else to complain about. You know how that goes.
I do. Tell people where they can find your latest article, which I'll let them read on their own. It'll wake them up.
GraniteGrok.com. You can find my latest article, reaming some Republicans in New Hampshire about gender identity legislation. And also New Hampshire Political Buzz, and on Twitter at ConservativeInv.
I'm not so sure there's any Republicans left anymore. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. When we come back, we're going to discuss the mass exodus out of California. It's still happening. Matter of fact, it's not just happening. It's surging. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.